Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Ultra Hope Girls at Danganronpa Podcast. Today, we are going to be creating tier lists and guessing who's on whose tier list and in what place, and it should be a really good time. Just a heads up that this episode will spoil the entirety of the Danganronpa 3 anime. And without further ado, let's get started.
I'm Maddie.
I'm Marin.
And I'm Caroline.
And we're the Ultra Hope Girls.
Welcome to the Danganronpa Podcast.
You're on the threshold of an amazing episode. Showtime.
I don't feel great about my tier list that I came up for you guys.
Yeah, I gotta say the same. Maddie, how are you feeling?
Not good. I mean, we know that I have a track record of not doing so great on these tier lists as far as guessing for you two. And I made mine at like 12:30 a.m. last night. So we'll see how this goes.
Maddie, perhaps today is your day.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Perhaps.
The looming deadline will push your tier lists into greatness. Caroline, do you want to start us off?
I will kick us off. All right, everybody. So for these tier lists, we did the Danganronpa future arc characters plus the survivors of Trigger Happy Havoc and Kamaru because they're featured pretty heavily in the anime. So let's get into it. So for my D tier, I have no one in my D tier.
What?
Yep.
Wait.
No one.
I don't have anyone in the D tier either.
Yeah, I don't have anyone.
Oh my god.
There was not a character that I felt like absolute despicable hatred toward. You know what I mean? Like none of them. And I like something about every character in this anime. So, yeah, I like the anime, and I know a lot of people don't, but I feel like that's a big reason why. Okay, so my C tier.
I got that right.
Maddie, you're like, yes, queen. Maren probably had like 5 people in there.
Guess who didn't get that right? All right.
Is it Maren?
Yeah.
Okay, so I have 2 individuals in my C tier, and the first is Bandai, the ultimate, is he a farmer? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't see a lot of him, but there's nothing about him that is like negative. That's where we're at with Bandai. The other individual in my C tier may be a little bit of a surprise, but I only took the future arc into account for the most part when creating these. It's Chisa. Actually, I kind of am like very neutral toward Chisa. There's nothing about her that I'm like, yes. So that's why I just kind of feel like meh about her. That's all. Yeah, again, kind of not taking the despair arc into much account here. And she dies really early. So, you know, and I find the plot line with Juzo and Munakata a lot more interesting than I do with Chisa and Munakata, even though they are they're kind of adorable, actually. But yeah, so that's why she's in the C tier. I'm just kind of like, okay. And I had to be critical because I was like, they can't just have like one person in my bottom 2 tiers. So I was like, she can move down.
That was being critical. I put like so many people in your bottom tiers. I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man.
Okay. Well, moving on to my B tier. Okay, the first individual I have in my B tier who's been promoted since the tier list of Trigger Happy Havoc is Makoto Naegi. I like him slightly better in the anime than I do in the game. I think he has moments where he's just like an absolute badass, and I gotta say, I do occasionally appreciate it. And yeah, he does well in this, I would say. He develops his character. This is the reason why I know that you guys ship me with him is this anime right here. So I understand what you mean, though I don't agree with it. Still, okay, moving on. Okay, so next up I'll say is Geku Gahara, but like not Monica, like just her vibes. I love Geku Gahara's aesthetic a lot. Like, I would love to cosplay her. I think she's like really cool. Like, I love her vibes. She's only in B tier because we don't really know her. But I like her aesthetic enough that she made it to B tier. She made it above Chisa just on aesthetic alone, which I think is silly. Next up on my B tier is Yasuhiro Hagakure. I love this king. He made it on the B tier in Trigger Happy Havoc. He's here for the same reasons. not much of changes. He's just kind of the meme of the show, and that's great, and we love that for him. Like, honestly, I think he's an underrated character. I do. I really have come to believe that. Next up is Rurika. Rurika is a very interesting character, and I really love her arc and, like, who she was and who she becomes in her relationships with others. She's very interesting. The only reason why she's not higher is just because I don't personally love her that much. You know what I mean? Like, she's interesting, but I'm missing that, like, me liking the actual character herself. Like, yeah, there's, like, a fine line, and she didn't make that up to the A for me, so she's just in the B tier. This is a huge tier, in case you didn't know. Okay, next up is Tengen. Again, similar thing with Rurika. I think he's really interesting. He's got a lot of different, like, vibes going on, and he works on multiple levels, which I really, really love in a character and appreciate. But again, he would be in, like, the B-plus tier. You know what I mean? Like if there was, like, a between A and B, he would be there, but didn't quite make it to the A tier for me. Next up in my B tier is Kizakura. Absolute king and legend. He's here because of that Yasuhiro is here. Like, I enjoy his presence. He's a meme man. Absolute legend. Most similar to me in this show, which I think is silly. But it's, like, kind of, again, like Yasuhiro. And I don't really remember, honestly, what happens later with him. So he may have moved up if I remembered what was going on with him, quite honestly. But I genuinely, we're on episode 7 right now, and I cannot remember if there's anything that happens that would bump him up. So I may eat my words in a couple weeks. But for now, he's here. And I apologize. I just don't remember. So I was like, B tier, it is, baby. Next up in my B tier is Munakata. So Munakata is a really, really interesting character. I really, really love him. But he's missing some key factors, which are glasses, a lot of money, and no, I'm just kidding. No, but he's just, I don't know. I think he's, again, interesting character, but my heart isn't like, I love you, buddy, you know? And yeah, just not my fave. On to the A tier. In the A tier, we have 6 individuals. Let's start off with Monica, who I think was also in my A tier for Ultra Despair Girls. Similar thing. I mean, I really like her as a villain. I appreciate that now it's kind of like she's towing the line of the gray area between hope and despair, which I think makes villains much more interesting when they are kind of not committed to one side or the other. I love that. And she's a character that's an example of, like, someone I don't personally love, like, her as a person, but I think, like, I love her character so much, but also her arc. And yeah, anyway, I just think she's a great villain. Next up is Asahina. I love her in the anime. I gotta say, I think all of the Trigger Happy Havoc people are bumped up in my mind just from their anime development alone. Like she was an A for Trigger Happy Havoc. She's still an A, but, like, A plus, you know what I mean? Like again, if I had, like, a little bump up, she would get it. Cause you just see how these characters have matured so much, and, like, they and their relationships with one another are so interesting. Like, I would not change the Trigger Happy Havoc survivors. I think that they are a great dynamic of people, and I love getting to see those moments in this, specifically with Asahina and Makoto, because they're kind of two parts of the same half a little bit, you know, and they work together a lot of the time in this, and then her little piggyback rides. Oh, I love it. Okay, next up in A is Juzo, actually, which surprised me a little bit, actually. I was like, I like him more than I thought I did. I think he has a really interesting character arc. He's gay. I mean, that there's points there. And
bonus points.
Yeah. If only that were real. But yeah, and he has just a very complicated arc, and he's almost like what I wish Mondo was. Like, he has, like, a lot of, like, questions about what it means to be a man, what it means to be masculine but also be gay and be queer. It's very interesting, and he is, like, a guy who I feel bad for, and I can see his, like, soft heart. Yeah, I really like Juzo. I think that him and Shisa and Munakata have a really interesting dynamic. Like, I really love all their characters together. I also think it's, yeah, anyway, he's just interesting, and I don't know if Shisa and Munakata are dating. I kind of had the vibes that they were dating, but, like, I don't know if it's ever made official or anything like that, but I think that even though he knows that maybe he'll never have a chance with Munakata, he's at least like loving and cares for the people Munakata cares for, which is like, holy cow, like a great deal of maturity there, sir. Like, absolute king. Okay. Loved. Yeah. I like didn't realize I loved this character, but I do. Next is Yui. Is that his name? Yui? Okay.
It's Yui.
So next up is Yui. Yeah. He is voiced by the same voice actor who voices Night Eye from My Hero Academia. So that bumps him up 2 tiers. I'm just kidding. But it bumps him up in my heart because Sir Night Eye is my husbando. Love that man. Oh, king. And I do have a type. It's so funny. So yeah, I like his character. I love his character design. He kind of like, I wish I looked like him. You know what I mean? I like wish I dressed and had that haircut and looked just like this guy.
You should cosplay him.
Oh, Maddie, you're so smart. Oh my gosh. Are you like a psychologist or something?
Actually.
Well, actually. And I really like his relationship and dynamic. Again, this is the kind of thing with this anime that I think is really important to note, is like it's hard to evaluate these characters on an individual basis without evaluating the trios, because there's a lot of groups of three in this anime that they're involved with. But yeah, and I like him. He gets kind of like Mori from Ouran a little bit too, where he just kind of says like a couple of words and he doesn't really speak a lot, but you know. Yeah,
is that the tall guy?
Yeah.
All right. Your husband.
But yeah, just good vibes. Like the guy. Next up in my A tier is the great Gozu. Absolute king and legend. He would be an S, but it's just like I could not put him in S. We don't know enough about him, but like his essence alone could be an S tier. You know what I mean? Like he's an absolute king and gem. Like needs to be hyped up more. Great Gozu. Please send me all your great Gozu fan fiction. Love this king. Love this legend. Okay. Next up in my A tier is Ryota Midorai. Yeah, Marin has a visceral hatred for this character. I understand why. I think he's a very complicated character. But I love character complexities like this. Like, even though he is so troubling and problematic in a lot of ways, it's just like, as a viewer, it's interesting to have characters like this along with characters that are more like clearly defined in their moral standing. This character, I also love the trope of character where it's like people who have good intentions and want to do great things in the world get sucked into something that is really, really horrible and evil, like Wicked.
like Anakin Skywalker.
It's kind of like a little bit like that, and he clearly carries the guilt of what he has done. Yeah, it's interesting to me, and I like arcs like that, and I'm glad he gets redeemed. I am, because I don't think he went into this world intending to cause destruction onto other people. He just wanted to create joy, and maybe the way he did wasn't right, but then he realizes that, so. Okay. But yeah, he's complicated, and I like characters like Toko, I mean, is one of my favorite Danganronpa characters, who is very complicated and expresses her complicated past and motivations and emotions and very interesting in different ways. And that's Ryota to me. He does the same thing. So yeah, I don't dislike him. I think he's an interesting character. Moving on to my S tier. Well, let's start with the one future arc introduction character that is in my S tier, which is Seiko. I don't think that's a surprise. I love Seiko. Yeah, she's just my favorite character from this anime. I have no reason for why that is. Honestly, I like her aesthetic, want to cosplay her. She meets the requirements that kind of Ryota met, where she's kind of like quietly complex, and like that is like one of my favorite things in characters. And I feel bad for her. I do. I think she, I don't know, like I don't know what her past was like, but it feels like she did not win the lottery when it came to like friends and dynamics, unfortunately. And that's, you know, all of them are kind of at fault there. It's not like one person's at fault or anything. We kind of talked about this, that they just weren't meant to be friends. Next up, who I'll save like I guess the most surprising one for last. So next up are Genocide Jack and Togo, both made it to the S tier. I just, I was listening to our Trigger Happy Havoc tier list episode, and I was like, Caroline, why did you put Genocide Jacket A tier? She is an S tier. I was like, not thinking. My brain was off. Yeah, Genocide Jack is a great character. I absolutely love her. And I love Toko. Now that Toko, actually, this actually is, I feel like, a valid reason that they're both an S tier now. Toko has control over Genocide Jack and like wields her. But yeah, I like the relationship now that they have with one another, rather than in Trigger Happy Havoc, it was almost like they were against one another, but now it's like they work in tandem, which I think is like a really cool dynamic. And I don't have to tell you the reasons why I love Toko. I also love seeing in the anime, her and Kamaru, like post Ultra Despair Girls, like vibing and having their like friendship. It's like, it's really cool. And you see how much Toko has changed when watching that. Like if you watch the Trigger Happy Havoc anime versus this anime, it's like world's difference. Like you can see like how they've both changed, but mostly Toko. Next up in my A tier is Kamaru Naegi. I think that she has really great character development, and I really like who she becomes at the end of the game. Like again, watching the anime episode that I just watched of the Ultra Despair Girls, like I love Kamaru. She makes her own decisions. She and Toko work together really, really well, and I love who she becomes so much. And that's who she is in this anime, is her, you know, grown up self who has made a difference on the world and is continuing to fight for what's right. And I love that. Okay. Next up in my S tier is Byakuya Tagami. Surprise, surprise. This should not be a surprise. Yeah, he's just great in this anime. The scene where Toko is fantasizing about him and then he senses it on the ship and he's like, I get the sense that someone is, you know, fantasizing well beyond their means. That is one of my favorite scenes ever in this world. It's so funny to me that he has like some kind of telepathic connection. It just cracks me up. I love this man. I just do. Y'all know it. Y'all know it. All right. Mm-hmm. Lastly, in my S tier, this is some character development right here, is Kyoko Kirigiri. I was shocked that I loved her so much in this anime. But again, it's the post game one character development that really gets it for me. She is like really matured, really come into her own. There are a couple of moments within the Future Arc anime where I stopped myself and I was like, okay, Kyoko, you are hot. I get it. Please come make out with me. Like she is
mood.
She's so great. Like, oh my gosh. She is like kind of like a less assholey Byakuya, honestly. And I appreciate that. Yeah, that surprised me because I've always kind of been on the hill of like, meh. But now I'm on the hill of, in the anime, she's great. So that is my tier list. Thank you for listening.
That was very interesting. I have a lot wrong. I had a really good comeback though at the end. I did have a strong,
there were some guaranteed comeback, ones in there, I would say.
Yeah like your S tier, I only got one wrong, and it was because I added someone in. I didn't miss anyone. Yeah, I guess I can just say what I did instead of just dancing around the subject. So I got a 12 out of 21. So about half and half. I did really poorly in the lower tiers because I did give you a D tier. And my C tier for you had 4 people on it. It was pretty bad, but that's okay. I think the one that I got the most wrong was actually Ryota. I had him in your D tier. And you did not have a D tier, first of all, but then also he was in your A. That was very shocking, but yeah.
I got a 10 out of 21, so a couple points behind Marin, but like, hey, I didn't like totally crash and burn right at the beginning of this. I think we were like, we had finished your B tier. And Marin and I were private chatting, and Marin was like, I only have 4 points. And I was like, Marin, I only have 2. Like, literally. it was a hot mess. But then, yeah, a little bit of a comeback in the upper tiers. Can I get a bonus point for having your D tier be correctly empty, or does that not
work? Yeah, that is pretty great.
I yes, okay.
That's
11 amazing. Out of 21. Oh, I'm getting a scam call. Go away. Yeah, I thought you liked, let me see. I thought you liked Kizukura more than you actually did. I thought you liked Ruruka and also Ryota less than you actually did. So those were interesting to me. And also Kamaru being in your A tier was surprising to me. Like, wow. But I respect it.
I like where her character goes. I do.
I did have Kizukura in your S tier. That was the person I added up there.
I do love his vibes.
He has such good vibes. And then I'm curious to see after we get to, like, when we record a couple episodes later, to see if your
I just don't changes. Remember. That's the thing with the anime, is I don't remember a lot of what happens in the second half of it. So, guys, I might eat my words.
All right, y'all, we are going to take a quick break. But before we do, we wanted to remind you that if you are interested in hearing bonus content from us, the Ultra Hope Girls, check out our Patreon. The lowest tier is just $2 a month, and you get access to all that content. And as you move up the tiers in our Patreon, you unlock more perks, such as joining a Discord server with us. So it's a really fun time. Check it out. Check us out on social media. We are pretty much everywhere. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And we also have a website, ultrahopegirls.com, if you'd like to learn more about us. And with that, we'll be right back.
Hello, everybody. Caroline here with a pretty exciting announcement. So I, separate from the other Ultra Hope Girls, am offering some online virtual classes in things such as writing, because, you know, I'm the ultimate literary girl, and performing, and also some clubs and classes virtually via my own school, which I founded, called the Spilling Ink School. You can check that out at thespillinginkschool.com. I'm offering tutoring in college essays. I'm offering, you know, piano classes and all that jazz. So definitely check it out. It's a good time. And I will also be offering some clubs and classes that are Danganronpa related via OutSchool. So I'll keep the links all in the description. They are for people under 18, so ask your parents before checking it out. But yeah, I'm excited to potentially have some listeners in my classes, and I wanted to let you know that that's going on. So thanks so much in advance for checking it out, and I look forward to teaching some of you.
All right, let's get started. So in my D tier, I do have a D tier, and I have two people in it. The first is... this is going to be a huge surprise for you guys. Hold on to your seats, but it's Ryota Mitarai.
Oh, what?
How did he get there? Yeah, I don't really like his character at all. I understand that he has growth, and I gave him a little shout out in our chapter 6 recording that about his talent and his growth and things like that. But his conflict resolution style is the weakest in probably any fictional character I've ever met before. I just don't understand how he comes to the conclusion that destroying humanity equals saving it. It's very much like a Thanos, let's kill half of humanity to save it type of vibe. And so he's not my favorite person, but yeah, we'll talk more about that in later episodes. And maybe he does have this, have a redemption arc, and I'll eat my words. My second person in D tier is Gekko Gahara's, but not Monica, because before we know it's Monica, I actually found Gekko Gahara to be kind of annoying, like going around as Monami. I don't know, I just didn't really enjoy her personality. It was very much like Makoto, but without any of the background, without any of the growth, just like weirdly cheerful, can pull out like missiles out of her wheelchair at any point in time. Like, I don't know, I have a tough time with people who can solve conflict by creating new tactics that are kind of cheating. I don't know if that makes any sense at all, but yeah, so I wasn't the biggest fan of her. That's all for D tier. My C tier has four people in it. It is starting with Yasuhiro Hagakure. Yes, I like him. I think I rated him higher in Trigger Happy Havoc than I did here, because I would argue that this is the one character in Trigger Happy Havoc that doesn't have a ton of growth in this anime, because he's really there for comedic effect. You know, every scene he's in, it's like he's getting shot at, or he's running away from people, and he's making a joke about being clairvoyant or something. And I was like, they could have done more with his character. You know, it was a lot of poking fun at him from inside versus, you know, actually letting him be involved. I don't know, I wasn't a huge fan of how they handled the character, but it wasn't necessarily anything against him. My next person in C tier is Bandai. I think he's interesting. He's there for like 5 seconds, so that's why he's so low. I love that everything he says is a riddle, and I had to research like everything he said to see if it made sense to the plot and like if there was a hidden meaning. That's great. But he was there so short that, you know, you can't really yeet him higher. My next person in C tier is Chiza. Like Caroline said, I think she's kind of boring. Realistically, you know, she's a good teacher and that's about it. You know, later you find out she's evil, but that's not in the future arc. And so like a lot of what makes her like a lot of what is spooky or surprising or like, whoa, I didn't expect that is not in the future arc. And so I'd put her there. And lastly, in my C tier is Rurika. I think she's a very interesting character, but I went off of my feeling towards the characters, not how I felt they affected the story and things like that. Like it was pretty much just emotional takes on these characters. I don't love what happens with her when she literally sacrifices Yoi, like when she kills her boyfriend in order to kind of progress in the game. I don't get it. I don't understand the point of it. There wasn't really a clear need for that. And she's just so, like, I said in our episode 6 about how, like, you know, she just wants a friend and she wants to be loved and appreciated. And she took the one person who really appreciates her and destroyed him. Like, I don't know. I just can't really stand for someone like that, I guess. Yeah. I do think she gets a little bit too much flack for how her relationship with Seiko goes, though. All right. Here is my B tier. It has 4 people in it. So my first person in B tier is Kamaru. I'm pretty sure she's higher than I had her in Ultra Despair Girls. I didn't go back and check my tier. She did go up. I like the scene that I've seen of her so far from episode 6 with Toko. I think it's funny. I think that their dynamic is strong. And at the end of the game, she is more enjoyable than at the beginning of the game in Ultra Despair Girls. But she's not like S tier or anything like super high up for me personally. Next up in my B tier is Monika. Love that girl. She's very interesting. Yeah, I think I need to watch the end of this show again to really remember what happens with her, but I'm pretty sure she explodes into space or something weird. And I just don't understand her like path a lot of the times. Like there's no clear direction for Monika, and that's great, but it's also kind of like, how do you get behind a character that you don't even understand what they're doing? So yeah, she's there, but I like her better than Gekko Gohara, so that's why she's 2 tiers up. Next is Hina. I think Hina's great. I love her, but I don't know, I just didn't, I'm not A or S tier for me this time. It's a lot of her talking with Makoto and their relationship, which is great, but I don't feel that we get a ton from her in the anime alone. And lastly, this one might actually be a shock, I'm not sure, but lastly in my B tier is Seiko. Caroline got it!
Yeah! I actually got that one too.
Wow, okay, all right, wow, I'm so proud of you guys. I think she's interesting. I think that her whole thing with Rurika and Yoi is very interesting, but I think that, like I said when I was explaining Rurika, I think that she doesn't get enough credit in that whole dynamic. I think that Seiko is interesting, but I don't necessarily find her more interesting than Rurika and Yoi. A tier. I have 6 people in A tier. They are Yoi. He's cool. He's really hot. That like bumped him up a whole tier. He would have been in B tier, but you know, it's emotional, so he's up. And also his I almost said power. His ultimate talent is super cool. Like in the fight with Seiko, he's so talented. He literally makes new alloys of metal. What? Like, yeah. Anyway, so he's really cool. Juzo is in my A tier. He's such a bro. Love him. I think the whole thing with Munika is so interesting. Only reason I put him in A tier is because he's got some anger management problems that were kind of frustrating because he never once thought like, hey, maybe we should talk this out. Like, really? Yeah. Up next is Great Gozu. Love that man. I wouldn't say I love him as much as Maddie loves him, but you know, he's a bro. He's kind of like, what did we say, Taka and Mondo combined?
Oh, it's so true. Yeah.
Yeah, like what a king. We love that for him. Yeah. Up next in A tier is Makoto. I do love Makoto in this anime. This is the whole reason that at least I pushed for the shipping of Caroline and Makoto, was like his leadership and his strength. The fact that he's a protagonist who can actually admit to needing help in life. What is that? So I don't know. I really enjoy him in this. Up next is Toko in A tier, same ranking I gave her in back in Trigger Happy Havoc, and I'll just spoil this now. Genocide Jack is up in my S tier. Same thing there. I love their dynamic, the two of them. I think that Toko is a lot more interesting now than she was back in Trigger Happy Havoc. And, you know, now she's gone through Ultra Despair Girls, but I stick with that Genocide Jack being just a little bit more, I don't know, she's kind of spunky, but they go together. You can't have one without the other and have them still be interesting. So yes, maybe that's too strong. Gonna keep it. Lastly, in A tier is Kyoko Kirigiri. I love her. I think she's a queen. She is way colder in this. And I know, Caroline, that bumped her up for you. Like, she was like, there were so many times when she was like, no, like, we're going to stay and solve mysteries. And I was like, oh my goodness, which I loved sometimes. But other times it felt very dissimilar to her character. Like, sometimes it felt like it wasn't Kyoko, like something had happened that made her like super cold. I don't know. Maybe it's her bracelet that prompted that kind of change and shift in personality and goals. But I don't know. I it wasn't the Kyoko that stayed in my heart. So A tier, but I love her. A tier is not bad.
Can I just say, I definitely think I let my like heart convince that decision, because like, yeah, she totally is colder. You're so right. But that maybe that's why I'm in love with her now. She's hot.
All right, and then my S tier. I have five people in my S tier. Process of elimination. First up is Tangen. I think he's so interesting. I cannot wait to record the next few episodes of this show, because I don't know, it's just so, oh, he's so interesting. I love a guy that makes you wonder about the world and what's happening. Oh man, also he's me, so hey, confidence is key. Already said Genocide Jack. Byakuya Togami, easy S tier. He'll always make it up there, no question about it. And then Munakata, actually. Yeah, I know. Surprise, surprise. I feel like my tier list is going to be the easiest of the three. I feel like I'm very vocal about who I love and hate. But Munakata, I think that in terms of his morals, they are significantly questionable and should not be implemented in real life. Not standing for that. However, he's a very attractive man, just like Yoi. And he's, you know, he's just, how could I go on if I spent all these episodes bumping him up and then putting him in A tier? Uh-uh, no way. S tier, man. And lastly, Kizakura. He is in my S tier. I really love him. I think he's super interesting. And to me, he's kind of like the Mahiru of the anime, and that he's a very real person. He's someone I could meet on the street and not question it, in terms of just being kind of chill and being like not as kind of out there as some of the other characters and their designs and things like that. And so he's just got that like bro vibe that I love. So yeah, that's my tier list.
I got 14.
Hey!
I did pretty well. I feel like this, not remembering what happens with either Rurika or Kizakura, kind of shot me in the foot there. Because I just had him kind of like, I had Rurika at A. And then I had Kizakura at B. Because I didn't really know what was going on with him anyway. But yeah, I think everyone else, like I was within at least one tier of, you know what I mean? So...
Nice.
Yeah, did generally well. For some reason, I thought Toko was in your S tier for Ultra Despair Girls, so I might be misremembering.
She might have been, yeah.
Her in your S tier, but I mean, I remember it being from Sugar Happy Havoc, she was in your A tier. But yeah, I think I did pretty well everywhere else.
I got 10. Again, I'm just like stuck, you know, right at that, like, number of points. The universe says, Maddie, you will not get more than this many points.
I sounded so confident when I said that you guys would do like incredible. You did.
Oh man. But like Caroline said, I think I was like within one tier of every single character except Kamaru. I had Kamaru in your D tier. So because I was like, oh, Marin hates Kamaru. Like so that kind of crashed and burned, but the rest I came very close on. I think, I don't know if I was really like super surprised by anybody else. I think I was a little surprised that Kizakura was in your S tier. I had him in your A tier. Like I was like, oh, Marin likes him, but I didn't know that you liked him that much. So that was interesting. Yeah.
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 Wow. Good job, team. All right, Maddie.
All right.
Natty, did you use your head or your heart for this? Because
I guess I would say heart, because I tried to do it kind of fast and just go with my gut and not overthink stuff.
Good, good.
That's kind of what I did here, yeah.
Because Maddie, you're somebody who I feel like could come up with two different tier lists depending on like what your brain process was for it.
Oh yeah, and that's kind of what I did for like Trigger Happy Havoc, is I think I overthought it, and then looking back on it, it didn't reflect my true feelings toward the characters. And then so for these past couple tier lists, I've tried to just go with my gut a little bit more.
My tier list for you, Maddie, is very centrally skewed. So I'm really nervous because I don't feel like that's how you normally make your tier list.
Interesting. Okay. Let's start with my D tier. And I have a grand total of zero people in my D tier. Caroline, I had the same experience. There's nobody that I like. There's nobody in this that I'm like, oh, I hate this character. They're D tier.
Aaron's already done.
Why have a D tier if you're not going to use it? Why?
But that's the thing, is like, I didn't want to make like force myself to find someone to put in D tier because it doesn't reflect how I actually feel about the character. All right, moving up to my C tier, there might be a couple surprises here for you guys in my C tier. The first one might not be a surprise, but my first character I have in C tier is Rurika. I'm just not a fan. She just kind of gets on my nerves. I think that she tries to just manipulate other people into like doing what she wants so she can get her way. And she's just really manipulative, and she seems kind of toxic to me in some ways. And I understand there was a whole debate about like the Seiko and Rurika conflict and how it wasn't all on Rurika. Like maybe, you know, Seiko could have contributed to it as well. But yeah, I'm just not a fan. She just kind of rubs me the wrong way. Next on my C tier is Jusso Sakakura. I know that you guys listed him a lot higher, and like, I respect that. I do think he has an interesting character arc, but his, I know, like when Marin, when he said like, oh, his anger issues bumped him down a tier. Like for me, the scene where he's like beating up Hajime, that ruined him for me. Like I was so angry in that scene. I was so upset. I was like, oh my God, like this guy's a horrible person, when he's like calling Hajime trash and like kicking him to the floor and just, yeah, that just, I mean, honestly, that ruined his entire character for me. I hated him in that moment. And like, there are some things that happened with his character later on that I think make him more interesting, but it didn't fully redeem him for me, unfortunately. And then next up in my seat here is Munakata. Marin, it looks like Marin got that one right. Yeah, once again, I'm just not a fan. I don't agree with any of his ideals or his morals. I felt like in some ways he was almost a watered down Byakuya. Like, I don't know. I did not jump aboard the Munakata train. So yeah, that's my C tier. And then moving on up to the B tier. Okay, so first up in my B tier is Bandai. Bandai is kind of like a middle of the road character for me, just kind of smack in the middle, no strong feelings either way. I do feel like he says some interesting things, but then he dies so soon, we don't really get to see much more of him. So yeah, no strong feelings. B tier it is. Next up in my B tier is actually Kamaru. And I don't know, I think she might have been also in my B tier for Ultra Despair Girls. So if that is the case, then she just kind of didn't change. Like, I do think she has a decent character arc. I respect like where she goes and ends up, but I don't necessarily like love her as a character. I like the way she works with Toko a lot. I love their relationship dynamic, but Kamaru on her own, I would probably say is a solid B tier character. And then my next B tier character is Monica. Honestly, I just don't think she adds that much to this anime. Like, she kind of just, like Marin says, floats off into space at the end, and she's like, you know, maybe the whole point is that she's like no longer a kid, she's like a teenager, so she's like this apathetic, like kind of like, oh, I want to sit around, and like, I don't remember exactly, I need to finish rewatching the entire series, but like, I just remember not being wowed by her and her presence in this series. So yeah, I thought there might have been a lot more that they could have done with her. Next up in my B tier is Chisa. I originally actually was, I put her in A tier, and then I was like, oh, wait a second. Like, some of the things that you guys were saying were making some good points about like how she is different in the future arc versus the despair arc, I think. And I think my feelings about her in the despair arc were primarily like, oh, I think she's interesting. Like, I think she has this and that, which is funny because Marin was saying she thinks she's boring. But I think that you're correct in that looking at her just in the future arc, she doesn't have that much going on, you know? So if we were looking at her in the despair arc, I'd probably put her in A. For this one, I'm putting her in B. Yeah, we don't get to see that much of her. My last person in B tier is Gecko Gahara. And this is a kind of another just like middle of the road character that we just don't really get to know a lot about. Like, we don't get to see the real Gecko Gahara, but the Gecko Gahara that we do see here, I think she had some interesting traits. I actually kind of thought it was funny when she like pulled out the machine guns on her wheelchair. I was like, go off, girl, you know, like, why not? But yeah, it's once again, like, I don't love her as a character. So B tier it is.
Oh, goodness. Maddie, this is going poorly. This is going
so now you know how I feel.
Yeah, this is bad. But okay, hear me out about the D tier. You can find someone to put in the D tier. You might not hate them, but you just have to spread out your likes and explain that the D tier is like, I don't like them. I don't hate them, but I don't like them. And C is average, B is above average, A is good.
And it doesn't reflect my true feelings, Marin.
Oh, man.
I have 8 people in your B tier, Maddie, and I will tell you that only 2 of them were correct.
You know, it'd be like that. It'd be like that sometimes. Okay, time for my A tier. My A tier has a lot of people in it.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. So the first person in my A tier is Hina. Love her. Such a queen. She was also in my A tier for Trigger Happy Havoc. Not really much has changed. I think that she is still her happy little Hina self, and I love her. And that's kind of where it's at. And then next up, I actually have a hero in my A tier. I hear what you're saying. I hero what you're saying, Marin. But I'm so sorry. But I about him just being like comic relief. But that's kind of the reason why I put him in my A tier. Like every time he comes on screen, I'm like, hell yeah, what a king. You know, I appreciate. And then next in my A tier is Tengen. So Tengen, I think, is a very interesting character. He's kind of like the wise old man. But then, you know, we learn that there's more to him than meets the eye. And I thought that was interesting. I kind of liked what they did with his character. And it, very, very interesting choice of character direction there, in my opinion. I won't say too much more because I don't want to spoil it for Caroline if she's, you know, going to re-experience the anime. Next up in my A tier is Kizakura for a similar reason. Once again, not going to spoil it for you, Caroline, but there is a specific moment in this anime that makes him an A tier, almost an S tier character for me. Next up in my A tier is Seiko. I considered putting her in S tier, but I don't know. I think that she is a very, very complex and interesting character to me, but she's not quite S tier. And I think, like I said, I kind of just went with my gut here. So I don't know exactly why my gut, you know, did not scream S tier for her. But I think it's because looking back and rewatching this anime, the first time I watched through it, I was so like pro Seiko, anti Ruika. But I think watching over it again has kind of almost let me see both sides a little bit more. Seiko is a good, interesting character, but she's also, you know, she has her flaws. Not to say that a character needs to be flawless to be S tier, because I do think flaws make characters more realistic. But yeah, she's really cool. She's really neat, but she doesn't quite make it to S tier for me personally. Next up in my A tier is Isayoi. And yeah, like he's just cool. Like his aesthetic.
Can I just say how we all have him in our A tier just because of his aesthetic?
Yeah.
Like, very little.
We're all just like, I mean, he kind of hot though, so A tier. Actually though, like he's cool, but yeah, Marin, I agree with you. Not only is he very attractive, but he has a very cool talent, and I almost kind of wish that we could see more of his like personal character. Love the eyeliner on him. All right, next up in my eighth year is Genocide Jack. I came so close to putting her in S tier, but spoiler alert for my S tier, Toko's in my S tier. I Caroline looks distraught. I love Toko, and I love Genocide Jack, but I do like Toko a bit more. And I think that's just kind of the reason why I separated them like that. And Genocide Jack is, you know, a solid A tier character for me. So close to S tier, but not quite there, just because I wanted to emphasize how much I love Toko. Next up in my A tier is actually Makoto. So I agree with a lot of the things that Marin said. Like, I think he grows in this anime. I think he becomes a much stronger protagonist. And there are moments where, like, it does feel kind of cheesy to me, but like, that's part of the appeal. Mako grows. Yes, Caroline, he does. And yeah, like I have a lot more respect for him, I think. And I think that, like Marin said, a protagonist who is able to admit to his own flaws and want to work on them better. Like, I think he's just like a really good person, you know? Like, I do respect. And then lastly in my A tier is actually Ryota.
Oh, Maddie, I'm going to punch you in the face right now because I put Byakuya in your A tier. Because
oh, me too.
Your little stunt you pulled in the Trigger Happy Havoc episode, and that is rude of you. Okay.
Hey, I did tell you, though, I did put the disclaimer on that I was like, oh, Trigger Happy Havoc, I overthought it, and this time I didn't.
But you didn't tell me that before I made this tier list, Maddie.
I'm sorry. You know, this is my heart, not my head. So yeah, actually, Ryota, A tier. I almost put him in B tier, but then I was like, you know, like, I actually kind of like Ryota, and I understand Marin, that Marin looks disgusted right now. She's like... I understand why you don't like him, Marin. At times he is very like pitiful, kind of like, I also don't agree with what he tries to do at the end of the game. This is not a game, this is an anime.
This is not a game.
But I had sympathy for him, I think, throughout the series. And I could see that he, you know, and in some ways I think I related to him and being like very obsessed with one goal that I have and like working really hard. And like, for me, that's like probably studying and whatnot. And he's creating his anime and just like devoting hours and hours of it to the point where sometimes you're like, maybe this isn't healthy. I have improved since then. I think I'm a healthy studier now, but I kind of, you know, related. And I want the best for him. In some ways, I look at him and I'm like, you know, he's baby. Just like, someone please help him. But yeah, and then like I said at the end, I don't agree with what he tries to do, but it was interesting to me because it was very unexpected. Like, I think that he, you know, presents himself as this like kind of pitiful character, like, oh, I can't do anything. Like, all I'm doing is making my anime. And then at the end, even though I don't agree with what he's doing, he comes out and like there's a twist to what his goal is at the end. And I don't think anyone really saw that coming. I didn't see that coming. And so I appreciated the fact that that twist was not something I could have predicted. All right, moving on up to the S tier, by process of elimination, of course. Maybe you have it by now. But first and foremost, S++++ tier, Great Gozu, absolutely without a doubt. I know it's like kind of turned into a meme, but I actually love Great Gozu. I just love him. Enough said. I don't need to say anything else. He's perfect. He is perfection. Great Gozu has no flaws. None.
You're right.
Anyway, moving on. Next up in my S tier is Kyoko. I love her. Oh, much. I loved her in Trigger Happy Havoc. I love her in this. That has not changed. I actually don't really agree with what you guys were saying about her being colder in the anime than in the game. I think she was like just as cold in the game at times. And that's Kyoko. You know, she's very to the point. She has a specific goal and she doesn't let anyone get in her way. And she's also really hot. And so
yep.
Just love her. Kyoko, please marry me. Next in my S tier is Byakuya. I know you guys are mad at me because of Trigger Happy Havoc, but like, I definitely overthought it way too much. Like, he's an S tier character for me. He has his flaws, but we love him for them. And he's a king, and he's hot. And
I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
I'm just angry because I literally was like, well, Maddie put him in A tier last time, so I guess I'm going to put him in A tier this time. Because even though he deserves better.
It's not last time.
Whoa!
Anyway, yeah, Byakuya, Knight in Shining Armor, love him. Didn't I put him in my S tier for Ultra Despair Girls?
Maddie, I don't remember.
I don't even remember, but I thought I did. But yeah, nothing I don't love about this man's. When he comes on the screen, I was like, yes! Like, for the first time in the anime, I was so happy.
Also, wait, I'm so sorry. Can I just say, also, with the anime with him, you can also tell how he's developed as a character. Like, he's very mission-focused. He cares about his friends in the game and wants to get them out. And he expresses that in, like, his own Byakuya way.
Yeah.
But it's, like, it's just, like, I gotta say, man, like, yeah, he's a jerk, but, like, I feel like I would say now he's cold. He's not, like, mean. You know what I mean? Because now it's, like, he's sarcastic and cold and, oh, that scene in the last episode where they're all hanging out under the tent. They're all together. Okay.
yeah, and then lastly in my S tier is Toko. I love her. I adore Toko. Her character development is so strong and so awesome. And, you know, she graduates from, I think, B tier up to S tier for me from Trigger Happy Havoc to Ultra Despair Girls. And she's still in S tier for me now because she... it's just awesome. Love her. I don't have much else to say other than that. I think we kind of really unpacked her character development in Ultra Despair Girls a lot. And I went on about how much I loved her and the changes I saw in her and how proud I was of her for her personal growth. And yeah, that's my tier list, folks.
Well, that went nothing like I thought it would.
How'd y'all do?
I got an 11 out of 21, which is actually much higher than I thought it would be, but I got almost everyone right in your A tier. I only got one wrong of the one I put there, but then you had a couple extra ones in there that I didn't get. It was a mess. This whole thing was a mess. I'd like to petition that you have to use all tiers in each rounds. That can't be a thing. No, the rules. yes, but I went okay. I pretty much had everyone in the right general area, but mine was a lot more spread out, whereas yours was like kind of compressed more into the top. I had a couple, like Caroline said, like I put Byakuya in A tier because I was like, she's not gonna be a huge fan. Or I had Genocide Jack actually in B tier because I thought it was like the other way around versus like kind of hovering around A tier. But yeah.
Well, call me Maddie Sarlow because I got 8 points. Which proportionally is very bad for the number that we have here. I did not do very well. I think most of it is because I kind of squished a lot of people into B tier because I think out of all of us, you are the least... you share your emotions about characters the least unless you are obsessed with them like Great Gozu. You know what I mean? So it's like... I basically put literally almost every character in B tier. Like, your B tier was, like, 9 people in my book. You know what I mean? And almost none of them were right. Like, that's the thing. It's, like, they were all in your A tier. And I'd shot my shot at the B tier. And I was, like, praying, okay, like, maybe the B tier. Like, I'll shoot my shot and have, like, a lot right. But only 2 were correct out of 9 guesses, Maddie.
Oh, wow.
9 guesses. So, yeah, I don't really know. But I also have to comment on the thing you said about Ryota and how, like, you see yourself in him. When we were actually taking the DR3 quiz, I was like, I wouldn't be surprised if Maddie got Ryota. Not that, like, because I like Ryota's character, you know, and I didn't want you to take offense to that if I said that to you, because I know Marin doesn't like him, and so I didn't say anything. But now that I know you like him, I see what you mean, and I've thought that. Clearly you're very different, and you are a lot healthier mentally.
Hear me out real quick about Ryota. So, like, he has very twisted ideas of how to handle morality and how to get to Hope, right? We can all agree that, yeah. Doesn't Munakata also have very twisted ideals on how to get to Hope?
Yeah, you know, that's a good point. And, like, that honestly like occurred to me a little bit. I was like, oh, well, I feel this way about Ryota and like his ideals. And like for Munakata, it's like kind of similar. I don't know. For me, like I said, I really felt like in some ways Munakata was like a watered down Byakuya. I was just like, he's not new in any way to me. Like he's just kind of a dude.
And it goes both ways. Like by me saying that, I should like Ryota more than I do. I'm not saying that that's like a, you guys should like Munakata more, blah, or like dislike Ryota more. But it is interesting because it's two people with twisted ideas of how to get to Hope.
Munakata is interesting. I agree with you. He just like, again, the personal love not doesn't there. Take him farther, you know? Yeah. I don't think he's hot.
Take it back.
Yeah.
All right, folks, we're headed into Wed, Bed, Behead. We are going to do that for this tier list episode. And the characters we'll be choosing between are Kizakura, Seiko, and the Great Gozu, three people who made it onto our S tiers without being on the other two's S tiers.
I can go first. This one's really easy for me. Immediately, I was like, oh, yeah, I know. I'd behead Kizakura. Sorry. I do think he's quite a lad. But out of the three, yeah, I'd behead him. I would bed Seiko. She's cool, very interesting. And I would wed Great Gosu. Absolutely, hands down, no question. I would be set for life if I was married to Great Gosu. Like I would never want for anything, you know? Yeah, mad respect. And that would be a good life.
That was really cute. All right, I can go next.
The Great Gosu respects women. I'm sorry.
Yes. All right, so I would behead Seiko. I feel like I've explained that one enough, so I won't go too much into that. I would wed Kizakura. I think that, I mean, Caroline got him in the personality quiz. I feel like that could be a nice bro-ship. And then I would bed the Great Gosu. You know, he's a bro. He respects women.
He does. He does respect women.
I'm having actually a really hard time deciding because I'm kind of like, I have a couple schools of thought I could go with here. Because, okay, so I'm between Kizakura and Great Gozu for bedding. Because I don't want to behead Great Gozu. He's just so good. But I feel like Kizakura, it would be a fun time. So I think I'm going to go with him, actually, for bed. And then I'm going to wed Seiko. I think she's very beautiful. And what is bedding? If not vetting someone for an entire lifetime. Yeah, I think she's my pick. I she's so mysterious and cool. I feel like she would be a really caring partner, but I would give her the care in return that she needed from Rurika. You know, I'd give her the care and love she deserves.
That means that both Great Gozu and Seiko were in every spot.
Yeah, that's true.
Crazy.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Ultra Hope Girls. Make sure you subscribe to us on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. We're Ultra Hope Girls Podcast everywhere. And if you want bonus content from each of us, we do have a Patreon. The lowest tier is just $2 a month. And with higher tiers, you get access to Book Club with me. Listen, y'all, Book Club is lit. And you also get access to our Discord, which is super fun. We've had a lot of new friends joining us, and we're so grateful for all of you. If you have any questions you want to leave us to answer at the end of the season, leave us a message at anchor.fm. We do want to hear all of your thoughts and all of your questions. And yeah, thanks for tuning in today, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye. Bye.